Trojan Signal and Telegram apps found in Google's Play Store. Russia makes the Roostor app mandatory on all smartphones. Open source projects plagued by a rash of fake CVEs. And new PyPI malware gets linked to North Korea. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Campanu and read by me, Caitlin Sorey. Today is September 1st, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Stairwell. Stairwell helps you monitor and analyze every executable file in your organization. Find them at stairwell.com. A Chinese cyber espionage group known as GREF has planted Trojan versions of the Signal and Telegram apps on the official Google and Samsung app stores. In both cases, the apps were functional copies of the originals, but were bundled with the Bad Bazaar spyware. Security firm ESET says the Trojan Telegram app was advertised in a Uyghur Telegram group, and that evidence suggests it was installed by more than 14,000 users. Also known as APT-15, the GREF group has a long history of targeting China's Uyghur and other Turkic ethnic minorities. Staying with app stores, and the Russian government has decreed that all new Android smartphones sold in Russia must include the Roostor app. The Roostor is Russia's domestic app store and was created last May after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The store is the Kremlin's attempt to control what apps can be installed on Russian smartphones. Roostor can also be used to mass uninstall apps. An anonymous researcher has sifted through the changelogs of open source projects and obtained 138 CVE identifiers for old bugs that may not even be real vulnerabilities. All the CVEs were obtained on August 22nd, and all were for open source projects. Supply chain security company ChainGuard says the anonymous researcher either used an AI tool or searched old changelogs for security-related terms like buffer overflow or denial of service, then applied for CVE numbers with MITRE. Major open source projects like Curl and Postgres have already disputed the reports. Hacktivists have broken into routers across Japan and defaced their login screens with a protest message. The message opposes the government's decision to release treated water from the Fukushima nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean. According to reports in local media, around 1,500 routers have been hacked, and all are Seiko Skybridge and SkySpider models. Multiple hacktivist groups threatened to attack Japanese organizations last month after the government announced its intent to release the Fukushima water into the ocean. French cybersecurity agency ANSSI has published a security alert warning local companies that upcoming sporting events may be the targets of foreign hackers. This includes the Rugby World Cup this month and the Paris Olympic Games next year. Officials have warned event service providers, subcontractors, and sponsors to be on the lookout for cyber espionage and destructive attacks. North Korea's Lazarus Group has planted malicious Python libraries in the official PyPI repository. The libraries imitate popular open source tools for VMware and cryptocurrency-related projects. According to security firm Reversing Labs, the campaign has been active for more than a month. Lazarus also deployed malicious libraries to the NPM repository earlier this year. The Five Eyes cybersecurity agencies have published a joint advisory about a malware toolkit used by Russia's Sandworm APT group. Officials say the malware targeted Android devices used by the Ukrainian military. The report most likely relates to malware that was discovered by Ukraine's security service that was targeting Android tablets used by the Ukrainian military on the battlefield. Apple has kicked off this year's iPhone Security Research Device Program. Security researchers can ask Apple to give them a special research iPhone that has fewer security protections. Apple has been providing these devices to researchers for a few years. The layered security controls on retail iPhones can make it difficult for researchers to find flaws deeper in the operating system. Apple says security researchers have found 130 vulnerabilities in iOS through the program since it launched in 2019. The company says it has paid out multiple $500,000 awards for bug reports received via the program. Eclectic IQ has released a free decryptor for the Key Group ransomware, allowing victims to recover their files without paying the attackers. The tool exploits cryptographic mistakes in the gang's ransomware to recover data. The group has been active since January this year. The ransomware is also known as Key Group 777. A Chinese-speaking cybercrime group known as the Smishing Triad has been spamming Americans via iMessage. The messages use fake package delivery notifications to lure users into sharing their personal and financial details. The campaign has been going on since February this year and has collected data from at least 108,000 victims. Besides the US, the group has carried out similar campaigns targeting users in the UK, Indonesia, Italy, and Poland. The Classic Scam cybercrime group has made at least $64 million from running a scam as a service platform. The platform allows criminals to create fake listings on online marketplaces. Users interested in buying the products are redirected to phishing pages where their financial details are collected by the gang. Security firm Group IB says the group launched its platform in 2019 and primarily targeted Russian marketplaces. It expanded to other countries in 2021 and has more than 38,000 registered users today. OpenSSH has received protection against keystroke timing attacks, a type of on-the-wire attack that can infer keystrokes typed over an SSH session. The new feature works by adding fake keystrokes to SSH sessions. The fake keystrokes are added in between real keystrokes, but also at random intervals after a user has finished typing. Trend Micro's Zero Day Initiative has announced a new Pwn2Own hacking contest that will be focused on hacking automotive technologies. Called Pwn2Own Automotive, the contest will be held during the Automotive World Auto Show in Tokyo next January. Contestants will hack smart car operating systems, infotainment systems, and EV charging stations. If a contestant can pull off a sufficiently impressive hack against a Tesla, they'll get to keep it. The contest prize pool is more than $1 million. That's all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Stairwell. Find them at stairwell.com.